You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, we are hours away from a full moon in Virgo. And I imagine there's a lot of good stuff going on with the full moon, but it also brings up subconscious things. It like shines a light into our subconscious. And with Virgo, it's shining, the Pisces Virgo axis is lit up. So the sun is in Pisces and the moon is in Virgo. So it's like this combination of being at one with everything in the cosmos and being particular and specific and individual. So there's an interesting, we need both of them, kind of both of those energies to create a happy reality. So with a Virgo full moon, which will be exact at 7:54 a.m. on Tuesday, the 19th of February. And I'm in PST, Pacific Standard Time. So if you are feeling, you're probably sensitive, I imagine, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably someone who's tuned into these sorts of frequencies. And when the full moon is happening, we are definitely, all of our senses are more acute. So it can bring up emotions, make you feel emotional. It can make you feel irritable. It can bring up like feelings of pain in the body too, like if you're congested or not feeling well. It can be like a watery, also with the Virgo energy, there might be a tendency to being a hypochondriac, which, you know, when I figured out that there's actually around the heart something called the hypochondria, I think that's what it's called, I thought, how do those two things, being a hypochondriac is someone who thinks they're sick all the time when they're not, and that part of the body, I'm not sure how those two things go together. So if you happen to know the origin of those things, let me know, because it's an interesting thought. So you might be prone to hypochondria, which is worrying that there's something wrong with you and there's not. You might, all the symptoms in your body. It's a really good practice because we live in a kind of an age where everything has to be diagnosed, which I think serves a lot of death sentences, in my opinion. So if you can just be at one with the sensations in your body and the feelings without trying to name them, or, you know, obviously when we're in acute pain of some kind or we're having a heart attack or something drastic is happening, we need to seek medical attention. But a lot of the time, you kind of just need to adjust and listen to what your body's trying to tell you. And it could be as simple as that you're chronically dehydrated, or you don't have enough good fats in your diet, or you need some green tea. Like, the earth really does grow and provide all the things that keep us healthy. In the Hippocratic Oath, it says, let your food be thy medicine. And Chinese medicine is so Virgo, actually. All natural medicines are very Virgoian. But with Chinese medicine, they know how each different food of the earth heals the body and in what way and in how it balances it. It's very specific and amazingly detailed. And in Western medicine, you go to the doctor, they don't even, you know, people dealing with cancer, something like that, they don't even often mention diet, which is just like just shocking to me. Instead of being a hypochondriac, you could focus on how you could use food as your medicine. So look into it. Look up what beets do. Beets are supposed to be really good for your heart. So if you're worried about your heart, eat some beets. If you are feeling sluggish and kind of toxic because maybe you drink too much booze or you're eating something toxic, which, I mean, we are in a toxic soup right now, you could drink lemon water every morning, and that really helps clean out your liver. Just little things that you can do to help bolster your body, and then that will calm down that Virgo worried energy, and you know, hey, I'm checking all the boxes. I'm taking care of my health. I'm exercising. I have healthy routines. I have healthy relationships. I have a healthy relationship to serving in the world, because Virgo is here to serve in some way, and they really always do want to, the Virgo energy wants to improve things. It wants to make it not just improve, but it wants it to be perfect. So we all can really tap into our ability to perfect things with this Virgo full moon. And that's a lovely ability to tap into. And Mercury will be conjoined Neptune in Pisces, which is a really wonderful, amazingly tapped in energy. So although Mercury is much happier in the physical realm and in the like tangible world of words and you know, communications that are tangible, Neptune is an amazing adept at tapping into the spiritual world and into bringing down gifts from that realm, which there can be gifts from that realm, amazing like healings and things like that, and inspirations and ideas and advice and just everything. I do believe that there's legions of assistance for us on the other side of our veil of understanding. The tricky part is, I think, with Neptune, and this has been coming up a lot lately, which is very destabilizing, which is very Neptunian. Like, I'm sure you've heard of the, and I haven't overly read into the details of this, so I don't want to misspeak anything, but there's a healer that called himself John of God in Brazil. And even Oprah had a whole show about him and promoted him. And he, and I remember when Wayne Dyer, who I adored, went to see him as well. I remember him telling the story of that. And he was healed. People were healed. The reason he got so big was because people were having miraculous healings. So when that's happening, it's, you know, hard to deny. But it turned out that he, even though he was doing all these miraculous healings, he was having this like human sex slave ring and selling babies and he's being charged with hundreds of rapes. So it's like absolutely shocking that this sort of massive level deception was going on like right under the guise of something holy and spiritual. It's just like terrifying. And then I don't know if you know, this is how I'm speaking. I'm speaking of Neptune now, how nothing is as it seems with Neptune. And this is a very sinister example of how that could be. And also, I think I've kind of grown up in a sense reading, like I remember reading about indigo children. Dorian Virtue wrote about indigo children, and I was totally resonated with that information. And she talked about, she has a book called The Lightworker's Way, where she described being like introduced to Wayne Dyer and some of his work and the ideas and the, and just the, like the sense of knowing and understanding she got from all that work. And now all of a sudden she's renouncing all of her work, and she's written, you know, she's written, I think, upwards of 50 books or something, and all these amazing, beautiful oracle card decks that she's created. And she was really like just a prolific creator of all this spiritual content. And I'm sure many of us have partaken in it, and like beautiful tarot cards. And anywho, she has totally renounced it. And I'm just absolutely, she's become Christian. Like when you ask her questions about why, she just was like, well, the Bible says, like it's all of a sudden become this simple for her. This like, if you just give your heart to Jesus, then he will save you. And I feel like my immediate reaction to that, and that's coming from my heart, is that it's creepy to have to renounce yourself to someone else, to say, I give myself to you, Jesus, so you can save me from my terrible sinning self, which, like, you know, everything I've ever learned and read and things that I've resonated with, they always say, you check in with you to see if this seems true. Check in with yourself to see if you resonate, not this is the truth and the only truth and everything else is wrong. So I have a real weird relationship with that kind of Christianity, this sort of, I'm sure I've been burned at the stake many times. So I'm just like absolutely dumbfounded, gobsmacked, flabbergasted that this has happened with Dorian Virtue. I mean, also the John of God thing coming up too. So there is this, like Jupiter is in Sagittarius right now, and Sagittarius is the truth seeker, and the truth shall come out. And it wants, Jupiter wants justice, and it wants, you know, goodness and kindness. So, and then Pluto and Saturn are both marching through Capricorn right now. I just feel like all of the sinister, hidden stuff that's been going on in our world, in our societies, is now, it just can't be there. We cannot evolve as a humanity if this sort of dark shit is going on underneath it all and we all ignore it. So I think that's why it's all bubbling up. We're finding out the Me Too movement is happening. You know, all the pervy men can't abuse women anymore because that's dangerous. It might be called out. And there's been serious consequences for this too. So it's kind of amazing that it's happening. And then like just heartbreaking that it's happening at the same time, that this actually has happened or these terrible things have happened. So all kind of very Neptunian as well. The Neptune does, even though it can be this amazing high level of deceit, which makes me think of like John and God. He was there expressing himself as this healer and helping people, and instead he was taking advantage of people in the most horrendous of ways. And, you know, and with the Dorian virtue thing, I really do believe, like from in what my sense of things is that she's had some kind of entity attachment and she's been taken over in some way. Because it's the only, like, possible, excellent, like, I can't even, and she tells you, don't listen to visions you have of, you know, any visions that come to you, yet she's changed her whole mind about everything based on a vision of Jesus she had. So who's to say that this vision of Jesus wasn't manifested by some creepy entity that's now attached to her and siphoned off, like, everything we knew of her? It's just the craziest. So I don't know. That's my theory. There's probably all kinds of theories for what happened. But I just don't simply believe that you could go from this sort of vast understanding that she had of the universe and the cosmos and the connection to this very simplified, like, Bible version of everything. It's just so simple and, like, hard to believe. Anywho. That's my, I hope I'm not being offensive because I have a tendency to be offensive sometimes, but that's kind of my like catch on what's happening. And I think that like with the Neptunian energy, although this is a good aspect right after the full moon, or it's the same day as the full moon, but it can make us really aware of otherworldly things. So make sure that you do stay grounded, excuse me, and that you do stay in your, you know, that you know where you're coming from and who you are and what you believe, because it is destabilizing. Like, that's how I feel about the whole thing. I'm like, how could somebody, it's like, you know, you finally quit smoking for 20 years and then you started again. Like, how can that even happen? It's shocking. So that's what I'm feeling about this whole kind of Dorian virtue, John of God. Oh, there's so many more examples right now, but those are the two that are coming up for me. So be sure that you know who you are right now. That's really important as well. And that should be all you need to do. So with the full moon, there is another, so there's the aspect between Mercury conjoining Neptune, which I think that besides the deceitful stuff that can happen with Neptune, there's also this ultra spiritual understanding of the bigger picture and a real like desiring to be of service and to help humanity in some way, to help your community, to help in whatever way you can. There's definitely a sincere and loving and creative and sensitive energy that comes with that. So it really, I think, can kind of fine-tune or, I guess, like refine your energies and the energy around you. You can make everything more beautiful and more ideal. And the moon will be in a trine to Uranus too, which is a big deal. It's just before it goes into Virgo. A trine to Uranus gives us this like a willingness to bust out of our limitations, to grasp new concepts, to like be open to technology and in a way that you might not have been open to it before. I got this new cell phone for Christmas and it does all these things that my other cell phone didn't do. Like all of a sudden now I'm like dictating all my texts instead of typing them out. Like I can't even imagine going back to typing. Which is really weird because this is something before that I might have been like, oh, now I have to learn how to do this and might have been resistant to like this upgrade, right? Because it was something I had to learn. Things seemed slower, but now all of a sudden I'm just like doing it and don't even remember learning how to do it. It's this weird, like I think it's happening to all of us really. Like we're being integrated into our technology, which is maybe creepy. But it's happening very easily. And it's also, if we can use it for our advantage, an amazing, we all have like just such amazing technologies at our disposal for like just next to nothing or even free all the time now. It's amazing. We really are in amazing times. So tapping into that Uranian energy and like the upwardly mobile, electric, evolving energy is very easy right now. What else do we have this day? We have also a lovely sextile between Mercury and Saturn coming along, and then a trine with Mars, which is also really great. This is all during the full moon. So the Mercury sextile Capricorn, the Mercury sextile Saturn in Capricorn, Again, it's more of this, you got a vision, you've probably been guided by this vision your whole life. If you just look back, there's this little breadcrumbs of what you should do, of what you're talented at, of what you enjoy, of what you have to offer or share or be of, in what way you can be of service. It's always been there. And now the magic of the right timing is coming up. The people that you need to help you are appearing. Your own like stable mind and ability to focus and create is at an all-time high. With Saturn in Capricorn, it rules Capricorn. So it's quite comfy in this domain, making sure everything is working properly, that the foundations are being laid. He's busy being like the dad, making sure safety first and plan for your future and make sure you've got, you know, your RRSPs, because it's not nice to have to worry about money in your old age. Like Saturn and Capricorn are very practical. And we all need that to function on this material plane, for sure. And Uranus is about to go from Aries into Taurus. And that will be in a lovely connection with Saturn and Capricorn as well. So that'll give us even more like where we feel like we got our business pants on, which is really nice. Feel like we can take care of business. And that, you know, it's hard sometimes in a wishy-washy world where this foundation you stand on doesn't feel solid all the time, but if things are solidifying and Saturn is there to help, and Uranus is going to make sure it keeps you evolving and moving forward, and Saturn is going to make sure you have a nice little platform from which to evolve on, which will make your life like safe and secure and easy to handle. This really is a week of opportunity. There's just opportunity everywhere presenting itself, which I think will probably be hard to miss. So as long as you're kind of keeping conscious and aware and poised for anything to happen, and also willing to take action, then you won't miss anything. And the sun has, on the 18th, has just gone into Pisces. So we might be also feeling a big shift in our outward energy. We've gone from the Aquarian out there, willing to socialize, wanting to be a part of something, to this very needing to go into the safe, dark depths and cuddle up and take care of your energy and maybe have baths or create art or things that will nurture you. Nurturing yourself when the sun is in Pisces is important, because if you become receptive, that's why it's important. You need to be receptive to receive reception, the inspirations and the ideas. And it's really kind of all the imaginary realm that needs to be received into the physical realm so that you can make it real. So it's kind of like being open with the Piscean energy. It's very tapped into the magical realm of creation and you know, parallel realities and all these other worldly kind of ideas that aren't very tangible, but also they're like rich with meaning and feeling. And, you know, when you watch a piece of art, like if you see a film or something that moves you, music is often, I find music can be like very emotionally moving. When you tap into this emotional realm, you realize like, oh my gosh, there's so much rich. It really makes being human worth it to have this rich amount of sensation and feeling and, you know, just tapped into this very visceral realm, which I think the sun in Pisces can help us do. So it is definitely a time for creativity and like there's just this opportunity to make dreams real. So there's a lot of opportunity. It's creative, but it's also there's opportunity for wonderful things to happen. So after the full moon Tuesday, which hopefully you'll tap into, Virgo loves to make lists. So you could make a bunch of lists, writing down all the things you need to clear out. Imagine that you're going to clear your space of everything that you do not want to bring into your future. And that's a big job. But right now with a Virgo full moon, you probably have the energy to accomplish this task. And then once you clear your space of everything that's holding you back from going into your future, everything that you don't care to bring into your future, then you create a vacuum for all these wonderful new things to appear in your life and opportunities to show up and, you know, new belongings that might bring you joy, or even clothing, if you get rid of clothing, that we are coming up on a Mercury retrograde, so it's not a good time to buy electronics. If you're like, I'm suddenly inspired to buy myself a new, you know, smartphone or stereo or computer, don't do it. Not now. Wait until after Mercury goes direct, which is at the end of March. So you could do some shopping now. Review all, you know, read the reviews, and that way you'll know when you do make a move that you're making the right one. But now it's hard to know that with Mercury retrograde coming. But it is a really good time for us to make lists, to clear out, to get ready, to release the past. And also, Uranus is about to leave Aries and move into Taurus. And this is a big change. So we're all, there's like a sense of finishing things off from around 2011. Whatever you've undertaken since then is now coming to a wrap, and you get it, and you've gained what you need to gain. You've garnered the wisdom. And with the North Node near Saturn and Pluto, and Venus is there too, or not the North Node, the South Node. The South Node, kind of, we can see what the past has given us and what we've learned from it, and we can bring our little treasure chest of talents and predetermined, you know, things that we've already developed, things we already know how to do because we've been practicing for lifetimes. Now's the time when you can reap the rewards of all those things coming back to you. So that's really a lovely thing. So you just got to be open to take in what you can go forward with right now and be willing to just let go of everything else. It's like imagine you're just moving overseas and you can only bring two boxes. I mean, that's pretty extreme. I've done that, actually. I moved to Japan and only could bring two boxes. And it was really hard to put your whole life into these two boxes and have to get rid of everything else because there's nowhere for it to be. You have to get rid of it. Imagine that. It's very liberating and life-changing. Major transformation is going on. And you only need a little bit of stuff. That sort of level of clearing out could be very helpful for setting the tone and keeping things clear about what you need to go forward. So this whole week is a week of opportunity. Right after the full moon on Tuesday, we go into like wonderful aspects. The moon is making wonderful aspects to Saturn. It's making a great aspect to Venus. There is challenges, but challenges that I think will just basically stress growth more than anything else. Like growth in a good way, the kind that you're personally involved in and actually are wanting to do. There is on Friday, it's a powerful day Friday. There's a Mercury is in Pisces and it's squaring Jupiter in Sagittarius. So this could be like a day that challenges your beliefs, that challenges your, it could even have you thinking, because Jupiter could have you thinking bigger than you should. You might need to tone down, like if you start getting too big for your britches, which can happen with Jupiter, and it's connecting with Piscean energy too. If that happens, you want to like have a reality check so that you don't spend money foolishly or take some kind of risk or a gamble that just square, when there's squares, gambles don't usually pay off. But sometimes the square can also just create this growth where you needed to take a risk and you finally were forced to, you were pushed to do it. So it is a creative growth aspect on Thursday. And then Venus and Pluto are conjoining the same day. So there's a level of, this is in Capricorn, there's a level of very deep awareness and a transformation of the transformation of your values to create a sense of inner power might be something you have to do. So you could have things pointing out to you that you need to step into your own power and that you need to take control of situations and the direction things are going. And what you value is fusing with like your ability to create what you value. So Pluto and Venus, it's a very powerful mix. Often fated meetings, when people have those connections in a birth chart together, usually they're, you know, they've had many lifetimes together. And as soon as they meet, they feel like family. It becomes very obvious right away that there's a deep connection. And it doesn't always come around that often. But when it does, there's definitely a clarity. And often you're picking up where you left off in some way. So there's a depth to this energy that we've got happening on the 22nd, which is a 4, which is a fated day. So get out there, and if you need to, I mean, if you feel like it, that's another thing too, because Pisces is not overly social. But it could also be very creative. Get yourself into creative mode and see what comes from that. Stay open. Stay poised for new experiences and new connections. And also stay in your center so you don't get duped, which is, you know, the bizarre twist of things with Neptune. There can be that risk. So on the 23rd, the Saturday, another really lovely day. There is a bit of like unexpected stuff going on between the moon and Uranus. It's a Libra, Aries kind of energy. So the urge to be yourself, and then also, well, what do you want? So it can go back and forth and be kind of confusing. And then we also have a lovely sextile between Mercury in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn. Again, this dreams coming into reality, you making your dreams real, like often intellectual, being able to take this intellectual or this mystical vision of a creation and bring it down intellectually into reality. So writing, speaking, communicating, publishing, anything to do with ideas and, you know, even clarifying is could be going on right now. And it's a lovely energy. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, we have a trine between the moon and Scorpio. Things are like, there's a depth. The moon in Scorpio and Neptune, again, there's a depth. There's a very Neptunian feel to everything. And maybe I'm like being a bit long-winded this time. And I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to like, it's so difficult sometimes when you're talking astrology because it, like, this is a fraction of what I could talk about. I really try and pull the most important things I can see. But there's, you know, you could put on a million different glasses and see it a million different ways. So there's this level of like difficulty with capturing everything important. But I try. I really try to keep it concise. So today, I don't think I've achieved that conciseness. So sorry about that. Hopefully, at least you've gathered. Maybe this is what I'm going to be like while the sun is in Pisces. I'm just going to ramble on, just need to talk a lot. So excuse me if that's what's going to happen. I'm sorry. You can always just stop listening. Anywho, this is a powerful week. We've got a lot of opportunity, a lot of lovely, visionary, magical, like also deep and mystical energy going on, fated events that can move you forward. And make sure that you use that Virgo moon on the 19th to the full Virgo moon. It's very close to the Earth too, so it's even more powerful. Use that energy to make your dreams real and make your world how you want it. Because if you make your world how you want it, then you give permission for someone else to do the same. And then as we all work together at this, being who we are, doing what we want, then life just gets better for everybody. So I hope that you found this information useful and that you have a most productive Virgo full moon. Many blessings.